One is a Medrash Rabbah. Boyura'ei, this is the beginning of Parshas Mishpotim. Boyura'ei kamat siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'parshazu al kol dover v'dover. Look at how many individual, one thing after another, all these dinim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave in Parshas Mishpotim. So Chazal say it's Moshe Leben Melech, Shezhiru Oviv, the son of a king, and his father told him, Shelo Yitokel Bechol Dovra V'Yeloke. He shouldn't have a stumbling block. He shouldn't be nichshol, a trip in everything, and then he's going to be hurt. He's going to be punished. He's going to be hurt from it because of it. But who choviv olav kibobas enoy? Because he loves him. He loves him like his like the apple of his eye. Like the such a precious child to him, and he has such a deep love. Kacha kodesh baruch hu hizir. Li Yisrael al mitzvahs asei, no, al mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, there's so many details of mitzvahs, one and another, another, another. Lomo, shehem chavivim olav yosem hem alochim. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of these mitzvahs is because Klal Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all of the malochim. So that explains why he says, Boy Ra'ei Kamo Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how many tzivuyim in this parish, Al Kol Dover V'Dover, on everything, on every level of Shomer, and every level of Mazik, and all kinds of Protek Dinim, and so Mishpotim, and not Shaykh, all the Rav Mishpatei HaTorah are found in this parasha. And what do? They express the love like a king who wants to prevent his son from having any nichshol, from falling, from tripping, from hurting himself, from getting hurt. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of these mitzvahs because he loves Klal Yisrael with the even more than the malochim. So just think for a moment. L'maisa, these are mitzvahs sichlius. All the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, certainly mitzvah in Olam Chaveiroi, there was a mishpotim, a mitzvah sichlius. Person could, with his seichel, not allowed to hurt anyone in any way. They're all nichlal. Anything damage that you could do to someone else is v'hav t'reichu kamoicha. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his love for Klal Yisrael, has to make sure that there shouldn't be any mokum takola. It's sichli, but maybe you won't understand it fully. Maybe you won't. You'll miss this one. You might have a misunderstanding or a misrepresentation in something. So you have to spell out in all of the details. All of the details. All of the tzivuim al kol dover v'dover. That's the sign that indicates us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Kibobas einoy, like more than the malochim. So just thought of it, we learn. We learn Torah Shebaal Peh. We learn so many details, so many intricate details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, and he passed it down for all the generations. So many details. Yevoma, to be mekayim the mitzvah of lohokim lohokim sheim. This is not shayich. In order to make sure that we do this mitzvah exactly the most perfect way, without any possibility of michshol, of falling short, so as not to be mekayim the mitzvah in its fullest, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless details, endless lomdis, endless prote dinim, endless taimei dinim. And all of it is just an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. So I thought that, you know, sometimes when we become overwhelmed with the tediousness, we just now came from a session overwhelming with the tediousness of the prote dinim and of the inyan hamitzvah, where it comes from and so forth. So we have to think every minute detail, and dafka the extent and the numbers and the depth of the minutia of the details are all expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, because he wants to make sure that in the slightest possibility, or in the most remote possibility, in the slightest way that we might not get it exactly right and have some even mini takola, where most of it I could figure out on my own, the mitzvah sichlis I could figure out on my own, certain things I could, but no, every single detail was taught to Kol Mashe Talmid Vosek Osel Lechadish Nitlo Mesh Misinai. All of that expresses the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael more than the Malochim. It might make the the tedium of learning and mastering all the details and appreciating all the details a little bit easier if we look at it in the perspective that all this represents how careful HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to make sure that we get it 100% right, so there shouldn't be a mokum even for the slightest michshol. I think that might enhance or add some dimension to the or minimize, I guess, some of the tediousness that we feel sometimes overwhelmed with all the protei dinim. Then there's another medrash. No, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says like this on the posuk asher tosim, asher telamdeim beboile. It should have said Ela hamishpotim asher telamdeim. Teach. These are the ones you have to teach to Bnei Yisrael. Why does it say asher tosim? Omar Rabbi Yirmiyo v'itemo Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Elu klei hadayonim. These are the tools that the dayonim have to use. In other words, tzorch sheyosim lifneihem. It sounds you put them. These are not just the teachings, these are the tools. Rav Huna ki haba nofik ledaino, when he went out to be done to do a din Torah, Omar Hochi, he said like this, Afikuli mone chanusoi. Give me my kalim that I need for my umnas. I have to go be done, so I need all my paraphernalia to be able to be done properly, to do the din Torah properly. Makel, I need a stick. So he puts in here, if I have to give makas mardus, I need a stick. Ritzua, I need a belt. I need, if I have to give malkas arboim, I give it with a belt. Shufro, a shofar, if I have to be machrim, I have to make a cherim or a nidui, I need to blow the shofar. Visandlo, and I need to have a big sandal there for chalitza, if I have to do chalitza. So what in the world is going on over here? He's going out to do it in Torah. He's not going out to do a chalitza. He's not going out to do a, if he's doing a chalitza, what is he giving malchus for? And what does he need a shofar to make chayrim? Teretz says these are all possibilities of what could be in the din Torah. So vos volt given, what would be so terrible if he said, I have to go for the din Torah, I'm not quite sure what they're bringing to me today. Let's have all the materials, everything is available. If I have to do chalitza, I'll make an appointment. We'll do chalitza. If I have to do malchus, we'll make, maybe it take a few minutes, maybe it take an hour, I don't know. But it has to be, have to be prepared for everything. Bishas maisa, when I go out to din. Otherwise, that's not. The message the Torah is telling us, the Medrash says, is that you have to, when you're going to be done at Din Torah, you have to be fully prepared with all the paraphernalia to execute the Din Torah immediately as per whatever the situation will be. And even though you don't know what it is, unless you say that he knew all of these things were going to be, it doesn't sound like that, but you have to be fully prepared. So I just thought that maybe it's a lesson to all of us. You know, maybe we don't realize that when I'm totally prepared, it adds to the chashivus of what I'm doing. In other words, if I really want to be machshiv, I'm being dan din Torah, adon din emes lamitoi, nase shutuf laKodesh Baruch Hu b'mase bereishis. This is not stam, like you have Havdil today, what's going on with the court cases. But this is mamish ashutuf laKodesh Baruch Hu b'mase bereishis. In order to do that, I have to realize how choshev it is. To be done a proper din, it has to be. It says that he should see ke'ilu cherev al tzavoroi v'ke'en psucho lefonov, because I have to take it very seriously. Part of the seriousness is that I'm fully prepared. Maybe fully prepared in we don't have today sticks to be makis and shofars to make nidui and maybe a sandler for chalitza we have. But we have other ways of being prepared. I'm going into a classroom. I have to be prepared. I'm giving a shiur. I have to be prepared. I'm giving a talk, a lecture. I have to be prepared. Preparedness is the sign of respect. Someone once told me about a choshev Rosh Yeshiva, who was a tremendous orator and a brilliant man. But when he delivered a major shiur or address, I don't know what it was exactly, he had every word written down, and he read it from the text. And I thought, what is that? Talk from the heart, not from the text. This person explained to me, he said, there's a certain respect for the Olam and a respect for what you're doing because I'm completely prepared. I prepared every word before. I'm ready for all occasions. I have all my clay umness ready to go. It adds a certain chashivas. And it seems that chashivas is significant enough for the Torah to teach us Eila HaMishpotim Asher Tosi Lifneihem, that this is when the Din Torah is being done in such a chosh of a thing, it has to be done with total preparedness so that a person is not, there's no hesitation or there's no, now I got to get there. Everything has to be there, even if it may or may not be Nogeya, because that's part of the seriousness of the responsibility. And so...